Well, Alec McDonald, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. What has been a very busy weekend in rugby action, both in local rugby and in the Heineken Cup. We're going to touch on the local rugby first of all. All-Ireland League 2C. Oma had a big victory yesterday at home to Brough. 8 tries they got yesterday. They're third in the table. And, well, Oma going really well.
Yeah, since that defeat against Enniscorthy a couple of weeks ago, the players, I think, took it upon themselves. They weren't happy. And these last 2 weeks, and Tullamore last week, they had a good result away. And obviously yesterday against Brough, who are no mean side, by the way, 51-10, scoring 8 tries. Quite a performance. So that's 10 points they have picked up in the two games. Takes them right up now to their third place on 17 points. 2 weeks' time, they go down to Skerries, who are 4 points ahead of them. So if they were to beat Skerries in that game, you know, that could well put them into the top two, and I'm sure that's what they'll be aiming for.
Look at the other northwest side, City of Derry. Look, they performed really well last weekend. They went down to Tullamore, and, well, we know, Alec, when you go down to Tullamore, it's going to be a tussle. At halftime, it was 16-15, but that was as good as it got for the City of Derry. They were defeated 30 points to 18.
Yeah, that's, pardon me, I'd heard that score at half-time and I thought that's it, but sometimes it's, you know, these home teams, and it looks as if Tullamore come away with a try bonus point as well. Derry not having any points from that game at all, and all of a sudden, you know, from the victory over Clonmel 2 weeks ago, things were looking pretty good, but then the way all the results have gone today, it just shows you that Derry are now lying in 8th position, only two points off the bottom. And again, a bit like Oma, for different reasons, 2 weeks, there's no games next week in the AIL, but then 2 weeks' time, Derry travelled to Bangor, who are 2 points below them, and that's a key game, because if Derry could manage to get a victory at that one, that would take them well clear of Bangor, at least 6 points. But if Bangor were to overturn it, then that's where the problems are raised.
Looking at Rennie, they had another victory yesterday at home against Bohemians, 32-10. It now takes them up into second in the All-Ireland League 2C.
Yeah, that one there and All-Ireland 2A. I mean, Rennie have been promoted for the last two seasons, and certainly this year they're flying. I mean, against some very good sides, like UL Bohemians are no easy side to beat. And, you know, to put 32 points on them, and again, a try bonus point, and they're sitting second in that league, a few points clear for third place. But I mean, Hattrick Park at the moment, they'll be delighted with those results, and certainly from the Rennie point of view, it's been a tremendous season so far.
Turning our attention to Championship 2, well, it's all about Limavady at the minute, Alec. They have been unbeaten and are at the top. Another victory yesterday away to Ballymoney, down the road from them, 13 points to 11. It was another big tussle for Limavady, but they got over the line.
Yeah, not scoring as many points yesterday as they've been doing up to this. As you say, unbeaten this year, apart from in the first round of the Junior Cup they were beaten, but I don't think they'll be too worried about that one. But certainly at the moment, unbeaten in that league, and that would have been, Ballymoney are a good side, they're in the top three, and that would have been a hard-fought game. Do Limavady no harm to have a game like that, because, you know, when you're winning games like they did last week, scoring 6 or 7 tries, that yesterday, I was chatting to one of the Limavady boys last night, and they were saying, you know, it was hard earned the whole way, and that'll do this. That for Limavady is probably as good a result as if winning by 20 points, because when you earn one of those 2 points, winning by 2 points, and it makes you, you know, makes you realise that the game's never over until the whistle goes.
Turn our attention to Championship 3, and well, another Northwest side doing really well. It's Letterkenny. Got their act together this year, Alec, it has to be said. Another victory yesterday away to Belfast High School. It was 15-20 was the final score. Tries from Dara McConnell and Chris Peterson, and well, it's just put the Cathedral Town up into second in that Championship 3.
Yes, they've had a tremendous run lately, and you know, that Belfast High School, I've said before, it's not the easiest place to go and get a result, because they're a useful, hard side. They've always been over the years, and certainly Letterkenny now starting to string things together, lying in second position, of course, and that will please them greatly. Stabán, of course, who were going well at the start of the season, they have had a real sort of stop at the moment. I mean, Virginia beat them 22-5. Having said that, Virginia down there are a very, very good side, a big, strong pack, and, you know, there'll be a few sides like that. But in 2 weeks' time, I think they should, or next week, sorry, is the first round of the Gordon West Cup, and Letterkenny will travel over to play Strabane, and that should be an interesting game. Anybody wanting to see a bit of a local derby with a bit of spice, I think that would be a good game to see.
Yeah, we look forward to that one, Alec. And now turning our attention finally to the regional West, Donegal Town and Rennie was off, as was Strabane and Ballyshannon, but a victory for Enniskillen at home yesterday against Inishowen, 19-3 was the final score.
Yeah, Enniskillen, top of that league. I mean, they're a very strong side, and in fact, Enniskillen Rugby Club are going really, really well. They trounced in Stonehenge yesterday in Championship 1, and it lets you see the strength and depth that they've got up at Mullamine. And, you know, nobody's going to come away there from anything, but good to see Enniskillen getting a game. But it's very difficult when you're up against, you know, a team who probably have players that have dropped down the club, because Enniskillen are fielding four sides, which is tremendous for them, and obviously things are going well in the Fermanagh club.
Yeah, turn our attention now to Heineken Cup action. It's been a busy weekend as well. What a victory for Ulster last night against Bath, 17-16, Alec. And well, that man Jacob Stockdale with a try-saving tackle in the last minute of the game.
It was an amazing tackle. It all happened so quickly, Porrick. It was only when they showed the replay after you realised what he'd actually achieved, because that could have undone all the decent work that Ulster had done before that. And, you know, he didn't really have a lot to do with the ball, but certainly that was the thing that saved it, because Roger Gooney, if he'd got the ball, it would have been virtually impossible to stop him. But, I mean, Ulster came back well. John Cooney was very disappointed, missing a penalty virtually in front of the post just before the first half. But, you know, they took their chances on two occasions. The second one when Rob Little kicked ahead after Addison got. But that was a hard-earned victory for Ulster. A good result on the road. They're now home to Claremont of Erin next Friday night. I know Claremont of Erin have had a very, very good result yesterday against Harlequins, but Friday night sometimes in Belfast, I can't recall the last time a French team won in Belfast for a long time. And certainly, hopefully, there'll be a big crowd in that one. And a good start for Ulster. But as well, it was also a very, very good start for Leinster. Yes, you could say Treviso were not the strongest team in the league, but Treviso have come on greatly at Benetton Treviso. And I watched that game as well. And, you know, Leinster had to work hard for the game and eventually getting their try. But they, again, you know, the strength and depth that Leinster put forward. And Munster will be happiest of everybody, because they went to the Ospreys and, you know, the Ospreys are not the greatest side that they were, but they're still dogged. But again, once again, Munster showed what they've got with 90 seconds left on the clock. They had an opportunity. They kicked for a line-out 15 metres out. Took their time and then rolled the ball eventually and got over and got their fourth try and a bonus point away from home. You know, they do this so much. I can never understand how other sides kick the ball into touch when there's an opportunity. Munster never kick the ball into touch. If there's an opportunity to score a try, they do it. And, you know, it's been proven over the years that it's been very, very useful to them.